Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday, people. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. I'm frickin' exhausted. It's also the first day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029, and then hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 59 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the climate base, and it's been chilly in the mornings. It's got some low in here, air coming out of the north, and just chilly, chilly. But it's going to get better. It has to. It's heading into summer. And that being said, let's see here. Oh, yeah. Also, well, we'll jump into it in a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, alrighty then. Today marks 3 months since Spike passed away. And, wow. You know, I cannot believe it. I still, and it's 3 months. Seems impossible. I tell you what, you know, we talk about that shoulder to the wall thing, you know, holding your, we all got our whole shoulder. Man, when Spike fell, I got to tell you, I felt the weight of his absence. I feel it today. Heard from Elizabeth the other day. She wrote an email, said that she couldn't stay in the house, and I can't blame her. She moved in with a friend who has children, so she's healing and feeling better and doing better, and we wish her the best, of course. But man, Spike was a hell of a loss. I mean, for me, it was an unbelievable loss. It was a, you know, that was like losing half your fighting team, man. But you know, I got his picture here. Mary put the picture together with a little monument for him here. And when I need him to, I look over at him and he says, "Fuck it, go for it, dude." And we do. Anyway, U.S. may open door to more temporary immigrant workers, Trump aide says. Well, of course they're going to. Because we're, you know, this is just nothing. Hey, let's do it, man, because this is.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Anyway, this is from Ruthers. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, man, this goddamn lie. This is an unbelievable lie. But, you know, it's just, it's par for the course. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse even after it gets worse. And then it's going to get bad. But, gee, what we see here is Trump, you know, you got an international billionaire. They put their guy in. They couldn't get Romney. I mean, the billionaire after what they did to us. hey, man, if you can show us some freak with fucked up hair, hey, we're going to go out and vote. We're going to go do it because it's our right. Let's look at some opposing views here. The Trump administration is examining ways U.S. industries, you know, the international corporations based in the United States, sucking out our substance through our natural resources, could hire more immigrant workers on a temporary basis. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said on Friday, as data showed, the United States unemployment rate at 18-year low. Do you know how they mark that unemployment rate? It's by people who can draw unemployment. All the people who, you know, were wiped out in 2008, as their unemployment ran out, well, the unemployment rate dropped because they couldn't draw no more unemployment and there were no goddamn jobs. And you are seeing jobs pop up out there for $10, $12 an hour. Can you live on that? Well, a Mexican can because he brings 10 children with him. He gets full food stamps, housing, all the whole nine yards to subsidize this industry that Donald Trump's talking about. The industry that, you know, we talk about industry here all the time. You know, the significant people as compared to us as insignificant. We are looking for ways to bring temporary immigrants with temporary visas legally into the United States in a number of industries, Kudlow told CNBC in an interview, adding he did not want to say more that would get ahead of the curve because we're really fucking you and we don't want to lay it all out there. We want you to be completely fucked before you realize what's going on. Kudlow, who also spoke on Fox Business Network, noted that while the White House was wrestling with Congress over legislation to address immigration long term, I think you're going to see some progress on immigrant employment visas near term. We're not getting rid of them. We're going to pump some more in. Long term, we're going to tell you, you know, that's that pie in the sky, by and by, Donald Trump. We're going to get rid of all of them except for the tons we're going to bring in on visas because we're going after your middle class jobs now, people. He gave no other details. Earlier on Friday, Labor Department data showed job growth accelerated in May and the unemployment rate dropped to 3%. We're above full employment, people. Can you feel the wealth? Happy days are here again. I noticed that gas went up today from 320 to 325 here as I see the price of crude going down. Isn't that something? How that works one way, you know, that son of a bitch goes up in it. If it went up today, even a dollar from where it went down, $3, it'd go up at the goddamn pumps. Just you have to be a fucking retard to go along with any of this and say that any of it's real, because it is not. 3.8%, pointing to rapidly tightening labor market conditions. The foreigners are coming in here and building businesses to suck out our resources. They ain't going to pay no goddamn American an American wage and have to pay all those, Social Security, the workman's comp and all this shit. No, they want outside labor. They want labor. This is the people, those special people, the significant people who own everything in the United States. Somehow it just fell into their 1% hands. And now they don't want us working for them. They want more. They can't. Their pile of gold isn't high enough. And the only way they can make it taller, they have to have cheaps. Actually, labor brought in from out of country that you and I, busting our asses, will subsidize. Make no mistake about it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
No matter where I go, I see nothing but Mexicans and retards.
Well, I'd like to disagree with you, but I absolutely cannot. I mean, it's getting more blatant. I cannot believe that this is the country I was born into and that we talked about the Pledge of Allegiance and, you know, there's a little kid doing the Pledge of Allegiance or when they play the national anthem that, you know, get choked up and, oh, geez, I'm so proud of what a shit. This is a shit hole and it's getting to be a bigger shit hole every day. And these goddamn charlatans coming out. I mean, they just go out there. You look out and it's dark as the devil's hip pocket. And they're telling you, oh, it's bright daylight out here. Now, oh, okay, if you say so, I'll go vote for it. I mean, I know a lot of frickin' people. I know people all over the goddamn place and in different walks of life. Nobody's doing better. There ain't no more for anybody out here. That $1,000, that big $1,000 for you, while we're getting trillions for my good buddies over there. Well, that won't even make up for what you're going to pay extra in gas this summer. How about that? Earlier on Friday, Labor Department data showed job growth accelerated in May and the unemployment rate dropped to 3.8. They got, what was it? I think it says in here. It was like 220,000 jobs. Now, when this whole recession thing happened, I can remember, I have a memory span that supersedes that of a head of cabbage. And I can remember when it happened. I was doing this shit then. And they said minimum to keep up with the Americans coming out of the colleges and the high schools, minimum, you had to have 350,000 jobs a year, just every quarter, just to keep up. But now, I mean, they just changed it. They said, well, no, that ain't the number. We're going to do this other number thing. I know you're a lot hungrier, and there's a lot more of you just getting screwed right in front of your faces, but we're going to just say this. And, man, I got to keep going back to the Obama era when that goddamn economist came up, and they had, you know, tried to – it was a sale of shit like this. You know, they had this quarter, and they were selling this same shit I'm reading to you right now. And it was like a few days later, and I mean, we'd played the happy days are here again, and then it was just like, you know, brother, can you spare a dime? 1 week later, it all was just, and this guy just, he's pissed. He goes, it would be if you just believe it. That's what the son of a bitch said. If you would just believe it, we could go ahead and make our goddamn money. If you would just accept your goddamn poverty and just believe that it's all wonderful because we're making trillions, it would be all right. Tightening labor market conditions also showed wages rising solidly. That is a frickin' lie. That is a dirty son of a bitchin' lie. It will be proven a lie in the next article I read you. I mean, this is just like I said, if you'll believe it, if you just walk around saying, I'm full, until you drop dead, starve to death, I guess it would work for the guy who gets to fucking sell your food, okay? The strong employment report also hinted at a labor market squeeze that could have employers struggling to find qualified workers, slowing job growth and lifting wages. What is a qualified worker in today, this new economy, this new Trump economy? Well, it's somebody who can work and, you know, keep a roof over their head for $10 an hour. I mean, that's $10 for you. $10 that ain't worth the goddamn $3.35 I used to work for when I first went to work back in 1979. It ain't worth that much. I know, because I was there. And I do have a memory span superior to that of a head of cabbage. The strong employment report also hinted a labor market squeeze. Lifting wages, my ass. The Labor Department is tightening rapidly and declines in the unemployment. See, there's, listen to everything I'm saying here, because we're going to read another article from somebody who isn't selling something here. Isn't one of these rich trillionaire son of a bitches, or one of these royalists, or one of these significant people, and they're going to tell you the truth, or their version of the truth. I'm sure there's lies in that, because what we're talking here is propaganda. The labor market is tightening. Remember that, tightening rapidly, and declines in the unemployment rate are likely to continue, but at a slower pace. Ben Herzen. See, they get one kind. You know, even with, like I said, there are 150,000 jobs short, and all the goddamn jobs that are coming out are part time, or else they're for goddamn shit wages that you can't make more on welfare. That's why people can't go get them. It's not they don't want to. It's just, if I do, I ain't gonna eat as much. I'm going to go work for 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and I can't get as much as I'm getting on goddamn food stamps and the goddamn welfare. You see, that's why, you know, that's what they're not telling you in this whole equation. How come them people won't? I mean, them people work for 40, 30, 40, 20, 30, 40 years, man, just work their ass. They're working right now just to survive, doing what they have to. But to go out and take on, I mean, it's like, you know, you're going along and you've reached a pay grade in your profession. You know, let's go back to the days when you used to could retire from the job you started, you know, with a full retirement and then your Social Security, you know, the good old days. And, you know, you're sitting there and you're working for $30 an hour, and that's just, you know, keep it when the inflation was going up. Inflation ain't no big deal. They kept telling you, remember Jimmy Carter? They kept, don't worry about inflation. We'll just raise your wages. It'll always keep up. And then they hit a mark. And then that's when Reagan came in. And that's when the goddamn industrial war complex went to work, spending your goddamn future on bombs. And then, you know, it drove the wages down. And so, you know, you lost. At first, they came to people, remember this. I mean, because they think we don't remember anything. When they came to you and said, you're going to have to take a pay cut, man, because the company just ain't making it like it should. You're still doing the same quality, excellent work that you were doing yesterday. And your money is getting more worthless through inflation. But, hey, man, you got to tighten your belt for the company's sake. So what it ends up in the end here, I mean, after they've gone through this whole debacle of 2008, this fucking derivatives fraud, where the son of that son of a bitch, Steve Mnuchin, sitting in your White House, should be behind bars or hung for what he did. After they went through that, it's just like, well, Yeah, we do. We actually have your same old job here that you worked 30 years to get up to the higher echelons until you were getting paid a real good wage because you were the best at it, man. Well, yeah, we still have that over here. Ain't no $30 job, $30 an hour job. We're down, it's about $12.50 now. But if you want to do it, this is what they're throwing in our fucking faces. We're watching them, you know, getting gold faucets on their yachts and shit. And just, this America's succeeding. Look at me. And it's not going to stop, people. It's not going to stop. This is going right to the goddamn beat of the drum, right to the itinerary that they laid out. They come on and tell you, it's the big business once all the foreign labor pumped in here because they want to take your fucking job. And it, you see it, what it comes down to is what we talk about, you know, in the beginning when they wanted to tap into our resources and our consumer base, you know, because we were a rich people. When they wanted to tap into it, it was like, fuck, we don't need you. One of us will do it. Well, how about this? You know, we're going to set up a big plant. We're going to take out the copper and steel from your soil, and we're going to make products out of it. But you know what? You get your cut. All you people, you're going to be able to own homes. You're going to have the American dream. And as soon as you brought all the, as well, you can go back and look at your history. Coming across this country, there was that illusion of freedom that they'd already plugged in the mechanisms to remove it from you after the Civil War. But there was that illusion, man, and everybody was out, man, doing their best. Oh, I'm an American, man. I'll put my name on my work. It's the best in the world. Everybody wanted what we made. And we came across here and we brought all the resources to bear. And right when it, you know, over at the West Coast here, when all the resources had, it was finally, they had them all in their control. And they owned it all. I mean, as far as, you know, the grants from the goddamn government, who gave everything to a handful of people. Because they were going to make sure the rest of us had a plenty because we were going to work for them, manufacturing our raw materials into products. And once, I remember when it happened, that's when, you know, goddamn, it was a tight recession, people. Mom, you're going to have to put your kids in daycare, and the state's going to set that all up. It's going to cost, you're going to make about $1,000 a month, and we're going to give you $2,000 worth of daycare. Now, where in the hell was that money? What was really going on there? It was the Jews putting everybody, the man and the woman, we've got you now. We've got you in this industrial trap. You're not going to go out and be an entrepreneur. You're not going to have a farm. We're going to control you from the cradle to the frickin' grave. And they said, and now the woman's got to go out and work. And then that's when the communists, you know, they started really with the heavy indoctrination. And that's when they brought in the goddamn pills, you know, the Zoloft, the Prozac and shit, and started giving it to the little kiddies and started giving them the communist program. My mom and dad was out there, yeah, we got to work through this time. I mean, when they didn't, you know, when instead of looking and saying, they're stealing it. They're just fucking stealing it. That's all there is to it. You have an estate that is worth what our country is worth, and it is our estate, people. It was left to us by our fathers and grandfathers. Our estate was left to us. You have an estate like that, and a handful of fucking criminals, admitted criminals, that nobody can argue they're goddamn criminals, end up with everything, and the rest of them end up with nothing. I think that that's a fraud. I think that there was something dirty going on, don't you? But no, what you need to do, don't think about anything like that. Don't think about having your goddamn wealth of your country stolen from you. You got to get buckled down. You got to find a way to get that goddamn food on the table to keep warm so you don't freeze in the winter. That's what you need to put your mind on, plebe, slave, insignificant. It's time we put our mind on that handful of son of a bitches that are causing our misery. That we all we got to do is take them out and take it back. We can take a goddamn 100-year vacation on what they've stole from us in the last 100 years, don't you think? But here's this lying, dirty son of a bitch and carnival barker up here. I mean, here, let's go with it. Let's go with it. Okay, a labor market squeeze. The labor market is tightening. That's what we were talking about. Remember that. It's tightening. That means they're going to have to pay more wages. No, they're not going to pay more wages. They're going to bring in more third world goddamn visas. That's what they're doing. Remember that son of a bitch telling you how the visas were taking your goddamn wages from you? Well, he's got somehow he's flipped over again. The Trump administration last week opened another 15,000 H-2B visas to help U.S. employers because it's this goddamn, the U.S., the, you know, that one, that actually it comes down to about 5%. The 1%, they get so goddamn much it ain't even worth, I mean, that's the mountains, the Mount Everest of gold. But the rest of them, you know, the good old boys, the lodge members and the goddamn cliques, you know, this is makes up about 5% more. And that's who he's talking about. That's, you know, this, when he talks to people, he don't even recognize you as a human being. But when, I mean, what he's got to do, you got 340 million people here. Okay. You got 200,000 of them that are these pricks here. And that's who you represent. Fuck y'all. You guys, you're just goddamn, you're what you are is a commodity. You're called labor. You're a labor commodity. What the hell do they call us? Oh man, damn it. I'm trying to think of it, but I can't, and it don't matter. But a human resource. Human resource. Thank you. That's what you are. You're a human resource. They're a person. They have removed your rights. They have taken you down to a goddamn slave. No, you can't argue it. And now you're supposed to sit here and go, God damn, man, they're bringing some, they got so many goddamn jobs here. They got to bring in goddamn Mexicans to do the goddamn work. And we're all rich. Something. That's how they're trying to pretend. What they are doing, they have removed 100 million people from the equation, and they're trying to sweep it under the carpet. What happened in 2008 didn't happen. Those people didn't have everything they worked their lives away to get taken away from them, and they don't get it back. And who gets what happened there? You know, the goddamn these criminals. They, you know, they this derivatives fraud. It was a worldwide fraud, trillions of dollars of it, and they got busted doing it. They got busted committing fraud. And what happened? The people who had worked their lives off, the honest people had worked and tried to have a home and tried to have the American dream. Well, we're going to take care of this fraud over here. Give me that American dream over here. You go live in a goddamn, in a ditch or somewhere. We got to cash this in, and we got to pay 100 cents on the dollar for this fucking fraud. None of them goes to jail. The regulators who were supposed to regulate, make sure this didn't happen, to make sure the laws were obeyed, well, they didn't go to jail. They all got bonuses. And the people who, crashed the company stuff, they got golden parachutes, man. They're riding around in yachts. And they took it from you. Right in front of your fucking face. They got away with it. None of them, we're too big to jail. Also, they're not going to jail. I guess we just got to accept that. We got to go find some way to root out us a goddamn enough to eat. That's all. Because we're nothing. That's what they're telling us. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. This morning, I got to tell you this. I do a prayer group on Fridays, and one of the gals prayed, keep blessing our nation. It's such a great nation, you know, and it's obvious so many people want to come here. It's like, oh, my God. I don't know. They want to come here for the freebies.
They want to come here because what's going on right now is they're trying to break our people, the American national. And the way they're breaking them is to bring all these parasites over here. Like I said, look at the deal that these industry people get. This is subsidized labor. It's subsidized by you and I. We have to, if they're bringing in these laborers from other countries, we're paying for their food. We're paying for their housing. We're giving them huge checks at the end of year because they got 10 children that we're putting through school, that, you know, all this stuff. Now that's called subsidized labor. And who's it being subsidized by? The last of the Americans working. And as they keep coming in, it's just a removal of our people. It is a recolonization. To remove and replace our people with a slave workforce. That's all there is to it. And that's all we've ever been. And that's what they're trying to tell us here, and we're just not hearing it. You were nothing but a slave workforce. That's all you've ever been. None of it's ever belonged to you. And me and Jim and John, we got together many, many years ago, back in the 1840s, and we gave it to Eb and Jim and Bob, okay? We wrote it down on a piece of paper. We took it from you and gave it to them, you see? But then there's that goddamn stickler of that Bill of Rights. You can't do that, buddy. Well, we did it. Now what? And that's where we're at. Now what, people? Now what? Are you going to let him finish it? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. They're going to keep pumping more of these goddamn visa people in here. Let's look at this, because we got to look at this. We really do. Trump had 15,000 H-2B visas to help employers hire temporary non-agriculture. Remember, they just want to do them jobs Americans didn't want to do. Remember when they told you that? Does it matter that was a fucking... A lie? Agriculture workers, in an effort to help fill seasonal jobs during the busy upcoming summer tourist season. A number of U.S. employers, from seafood processors to hotels and restaurants, have complained that they cannot fill jobs with domestic workers because domestic workers, see, as a domestic worker, you're not getting the goddamn free housing. You're not getting the free food. You see the subsidies. You're not getting the subsidies because you work for a living. And if you work for a living, you can't get that shit. And all you get to do is they'll let you have enough of a wage until you can work till you don't need to, don't have to pay you the subsidies, see? Because then you got to pay the Social Security and all the shit that's turned around and given to them to subsidize labor. This is, I mean, this, again, if this was written down and somebody just caught this as a con, oh, everybody be in jail, wouldn't they? Is this a goddamn con? You are bringing in laborers for a handful of son of a bitches here, and all the people that are honestly working in this country are going to pay huge subsidies for these bastards who are eating out our substance, coming in and taking that belong to us, our natural resources, and manufacturing them with foreign labor, and we're subsidizing the foreign labor that's doing it. It ain't rocket science, people. Domestic worker, okay. A number of U.S. employers, okay, see for, cannot find jobs with domestic workers and were shut out of the visa process with this year, which this year was run as a lottery for the first time rather than the usual first come, first serve basis. Across the country, businesses have reported shortages of qualified workers for a variety of trades, including. Now here, they just want to do them jobs that Americans won't do first because they get subsidized. That $10 an hour is a lot more when you got 10 kids and you're getting $2,000 or $3,000 a month from my pocket and the people, the American nationals who can still work from their pocket put to you. That's a pretty good deal for you coming up here from fucking Mexico, Honduras and shit where you're a peon. Isn't it? So it's a good deal for you to come up here and displace me and my country and again using the wealth of my own resources to cut my throat. Truck drivers, sales personnel, carpenters, and tech workers. What happened to the United States? I'll tell you what, there's plenty of goddamn carpenters. There's plenty of tech workers. I know people with degrees and U.S. What the hell was it? Sales personnel. You know where they're at? They're living in goddamn tent cities across this country. They were removed when they back into because they had reached the top of their pay scale. This is how it always worked. You know, you worked 20, 30 years for somebody. They had to pay you more. They had to pay you more because you became more valuable because you knew what you were doing. You were the people that were you were making the country work. But what they did, they just culled them all out. And those people have been pushed out. And you won't hear them talk about them. You ever heard Trump talk about the tent cities that you know exist across this country? You won't. Anyway, we'll hit the other article here in a minute. As soon as we take our bottom of the hour break, we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Tell me quick, said old McPhee. What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. To hear it became too clear. So it went as we put out left in constant doubt. Everything I ask about seemed private. The captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be all right to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple, and then he turned away. All along the fateful coast, we move silent like a ghost. A timeless sea, a tireless host possessed us. Wind came building from the cold northwest, and soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tomb. That ship of fools. Ship of fools. On that ship of fools. That ship of
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Bob Seger with Ship of Fools, and boy, aren't we afloat on one. Now, we played one song for one article. We'll play this song for the other article. Whoops, no, not that one. There we go. Here it is. There's the other one.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there. Right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Record, 95.9 million Americans are no longer in the labor force. They're not unemployed, because you have to be on unemployment to be unemployed. And once that runs out, you're no longer in the labor market and you don't count. You're swept under the fucking rug. You see the one song there, that's for these goddamn industrialists. These, the 1% who have, you know, who did what they did in 2008, made record profits right up to date. And now they're getting a big, huge bunch more. Okay. That's their song. That Happy Days Are Here Again. The other one's for us. Down here with the rest of us, this is from Zero Hedge, in what was otherwise a solid jobs report, one which Donald Trump may or may not have leaked in advance, in which the establishment survey reported that a higher than expected 223,000, and we told you, 350, that's what they laid out when it was all going to hell. We have to have minimum 350, and I'm sure they were lying about that number, because they were trying to make it look as good as they could back then, don't you remember? Jobs were added at a time when numbers below 200,000 are expected for an economy that is allegedly without slack. The biggest, remember they said it was tightened. It was tightened. And now we're talking about slack in this article. Slack. The biggest surprise was not in the establishment survey. That is the establishment. Who are the? Oh, that's right. That's the corporations. You know, Donald Trump. The establishment surveys. The significant people surveys. But the household, where the unemployment rate tumbled once more, sliding to a new 18-year-old low, 3.8%, even as the participation rate declined once again as a result of stagnant labor force, which was virtually unchanged. This people in the labor force, 661,000 or million, 527 million, obviously it'd be billion, million, I don't know their names, that's 661,527,000 in April to 661,359,000 in May, even as the total civilian non-enlisted population rose 182,000. This is them. This is the people coming in and the population getting more, but you know, the job, they've barely come up at all, but we're in a boom. To 257, not to mention 95.9 million people out of work. 257,454,000. What was perhaps more interesting, however, is that for all the talk that the slack in the labor force is set to decline, precisely the opposite is taking place. It's not tightening. It's loosening, people, is taking place, because in May, the number of people not in the labor force increased by another 170,000 people, raising to 95,915,000, a new all-time high. Adding to this, the 6.1 million currently still, what you're getting here is just what you got through the whole Obama administration, lies on top of lies and then some more lies. Adding to the 6.1 million currently unemployed Americans. See, that's what they're considering. Only 6.1 million people are currently unemployed because that's all that's left that can draw unemployment. That's they have pushed everybody else, 100 million people, clear out of the goddamn equation. But they're not unemployed. They're just out of the labor force, you see. Unemployed Americans, there are 102 million Americans who are either unemployed or out of the labor force. And it is also worth noting that of those employed, 26.9 million are part-time workers. So like I said, if you'll believe it, you can sit there and starve to death thinking everything's great, I reckon. In other words, contrary to prevailing economist groupthink, there is a lot of slack in the economy. It's not tightened up. See, remember the other one saying tight, tight? This one's saying slack, slack in the economy. And as the latest Beige book revealed, employers are now hiring drug addicts and felons to make up for the shortage of qualified candidates. A long time will pass before wages see significant gains. And they're telling you right there, they gained nothing. That's like I said, I talk to people all over this country. Everybody's gotten less. And with this goddamn raise in the gas and everything, they're getting less and less. It's all a freaking lie. It's a con. It's a fraud. They should be hung by the neck. They should be taken to court, convicted of fraud, and hung by the neck because it's an international fraud. It is treachery against the people. Ah. I thought this one was interesting. Jury awards $4 to family of man fatally shot by sheriff's deputies in his own garage. Boy, he got his justice, didn't he? Them people got their justice, didn't they? $4. I mean, that's going, we can kill you if we want, okay? This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by enemy of the state for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A federal court jury has awarded the family of a man who was fatally shot by a sheriff's deputy in the garage of his own home, $4 in a wrongful death suit, because that's what your life's worth to them, you see? $4, that's what your life's worth. Gregory Hill Jr., a 30-year-old black man, and I don't like the black and white in this, it's all bullshit, this is just another way to make it, it's a black-white problem. No, it ain't. It's a rich-poor problem, straight up, okay? It's a goddamn thief-victim problem is what it is, because what they have stolen. Gregory Hill Jr., a 30-year-old black man, was fatally shot by Christopher Newman, a white man, a white deputy. Well, that's all we got to think about. With the St. Louis County Sheriff, St. Louis County Sheriff's Office at his home in Fort Pierce, Florida, in January 2014, after Newman responded to a noise complaint about loud music. Well, you should be executed if you play your stereo too loud. I mean, have you watched that video of that girl there in New Jersey? If you haven't watched, I watched that yesterday, my goddamn ears, I was shaking, man. God damn, what a, this is the police state. This is what you've asked for. This is what you voted for. This is what you went and consented to, people. Go watch that little girl get the shit beat out of her by them goddamn the black booted thugs. And remember that when you signed that ballot, when you registered to vote, you gave the okay for that. St. Louis, St. Louis County Sheriff Ken Mascara said he was pleased to see a difficult and tragic incident come to a conclusion in St. Louis or St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. Newman and his partner, Deputy Edward Lopez, had reportedly knocked on Hill's garage door to investigate the noise complaint. When the garage door eventually opened, Hill was standing by it with his left hand on the door and his right hand on his side. It is still unclear what exactly happened in the seconds that unfolded. He saw the cops and he hit the down button. I don't want nothing to do with you. What are you doing on my goddamn property? You're sitting there with guns, probably already drawn. It is still unclear what exactly happened in the seconds that unfolded as Newman drew his gun and fired four times toward Hill as the garage door started to go down. He went to shut the, boom, boom! You don't shut a door in a cop's face. What the fuck? You can get killed for that, don't you know, on your own property. However, when the SWAT team arrived, they found Hill dead. He had been shot three times, including once in the head. Toxology, I'm seeing, I love the way they throw in this. I don't care if he's drunk as a fucking monkey. It's his house. It's his home. Toxology reports had shown Hill had been intoxicated at the time of the incident. Well, then you can just murder. You come to somebody's house and you can smell a little booze. Boom. Go ahead and kill him. It's okay. You're a cop. You're one of the king's men. You can kill anybody you want to. SWAT team, they found Hill dead. Intoxicated at the time of the incident, and the SWAT team found a gun in the 30-year-old's back pocket, but it was unloaded. And to say, you know, because they found it in his back pocket. Now, this, I know they're trying to insinuate, oh, they might have went for a gun. He was in his back pocket. He was shot in the fucking head, okay? He didn't go for no gun. And if he had a gun in his pocket, he's standing in his garage. But, I mean, this is just typical. This is what your life is worth in this upside-down and backwards abomination of a society. But it was unloaded, TCPM Palm reported. On the second anniversary of Hill's death, the 30-year-old's mother, Viola Bryant, launched a lawsuit for wrongful death. Her battle for justice ended last Thursday when the jury came to the conclusion that Newman had not used excessive force in the incident following 10 hours of deliberation. Well, I'm sure he didn't. You go watch this little girl get the shit beat out of her. They didn't use excessive force. Hell, they were completely within their rights to beat you down, to beat that girl down, beat the shit out of her. They were in their rights because they have rights to beat us down. You see, right is authority. Authority means right. They have the right to beat us down. They got it because they wrote it down on a piece of paper. They said, you cannot drink on a goddamn beach. I put in a comment. I would just be dead because I would attack them. I don't give a shit what the odds are. They're beating a little girl down like that, you goddamn. And I watched these people on the beach. And they're just standing there like scared, stiffless, goddamn worthless. Yeah, like deer in a headlight. They're cowards. What happened to our people? I know that, man, I'm telling you here where I'm at. And when I was young, it means the cops coming, it was going to, I mean, there was no such thing. I mean, you get a fight out of the people here. They will fight your ass. You come and try to shit and beat them down or beat their women, you get your ass killed. Man, I guess this is what we've been, I mean, cowed down. I don't know what to call it. On the second, okay, we did that. The battle following 10 hours of deliberation, the jury did find that St. Lucie County Sheriff Ken Mascara had been negligent in his role, but determined him to be liable by just 1%, the New York Times reported. The jury said, was responsible for 99% of the negligence in the case. He was just standing in his own goddamn garage. He turned the goddamn music up too loud, people. Well, then he was 99% when he turned the stereo up. And that's okay to kill you. They have the right to kill you for turning your stereo up. They have the right to kill you if you're sitting on a god laying on a beach, sunning, not bothering any, not even talking to anybody, just laying there. Just come up. You got an unopened beer. I watched the video. We've got we got the right to kill you for that. You better wake up to what they got the right to do to you now. and wonder what the hell happened to your right to live, your right to be, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I think life was the first one, wasn't it? And I think that's about where we're down to. All the rest of it's been removed. We're up to that life. Liberty's gone. The pursuit of happiness is gone. The whole goddamn Bill of Rights is gone. That life thing. Now they're coming for the last right, your right to be alive. You got the right to be alive? No, you don't. We replaced that with the right to vote. And the people who, I mean, what happened to this man here? You people that went out and voted, when you signed that ballot, you signed the man's death warrant. You gave the consent for this shit to go down. You give the consent for this shit to go down every day. You give the consent for it to continue into the future. That's what you do when you vote. And when you, well, when you just register to vote. I'm just going to vote in my local election here for dog catcher. When you register to vote, you buy into the whole package. You give acquiescence to every dirty deed they do. It's done in your name, not mine. I don't sign that shit. I got rid of it. When I found out what it was, I got rid of it. I would never be a part of something like that. You'll not find my name on any documents okay and beating little girls down on the beaches or shooting people in their fucking garages. You won't find it. The jury did find that negligent, we deny. Okay, as a result, the jury awarded $4 in damages to Hill's family, with $1 going towards funeral expenses. And $1, I mean, this is just going, hey, they shot you down, nigger, tough shit. Hey, here's your kid, here's a buck for your kid, that's what you're worth, you son of a bitch. That's, I mean, this, tell me I'm wrong, so tell me where I'm wrong. One going towards funeral expenses and $1 going towards each of Hill's three children for their loss. Your dad was worth a fucking buck. There you go. That's what your nigger dad's worth. Now you guys get the hell away from here. We'll kill you too. And stay away from the beach or we'll beat you. The family's lawyer, John M. Phillips, told the Times he would have preferred the jury to have found no negligence than award such an insignificant damage, calling the award hurtful. And they, yeah, that's what they want. They're trying to get a message out here to us people. They can kill you with impunity. They can beat your little girls, beat the hell out of them. On a big old man, I mean, you see him just punching that girl. God almighty, what a cowardly place we live in. I think they were trying to insult the case, Philip said. Well, yeah, what the fuck are you coming around here saying? Yeah, you shot some nigger over there in his garage and there's some problem here? What, you're saying something about our cops? We'll kill you too. Why go there with the $1? That was the hurtful part. Yeah, it was. And it's just sickening, people. The whole goddamn thing is sickening. This country is sickening. It is disgusting. It's, ugh. Congressional, here, let's go. Let's go to the epitome. If you people that vote, you really want to listen closer to this one. Because I was talking about it yesterday, about Joe McNeil talking about these politicians putting their penises in little children. And I pointed out that Joe McNeil, when you go and you sign that goddamn, that voters, when you go sign those local ballots and that state ballot, that federal ballot, and when you sign your name to that voter's roll, you're the one giving okay for this shit. You're the one saying, go forward. You have my consent. Congressional candidate in Virginia admits he's a pedophile. Oh, why should we be surprised? The hell they all are. This one's just admitting it. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Enemy of the State for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Nathan Larson, a 37-year-old, a 37-year-old accountant from Charlottesville, Virginia, is running for Congress as an independent candidate in his native state. He is also a pedophile. And just, well, he just is. You know, he's out there preying on little children, and he's running for Congress too. Preying on little children and running for Congress for you. Come out and vote. He also is a pedophile, as he admitted to Huffington Post on Thursday, who has bragged in website posts about raping his late ex-wife. In a phone call, Larson confirmed that he created the now defunct website, supid.org, and encephalopathy. I can't even say these goddamn words. They're probably medical terms for fucking baby raper today. Chat rooms that served as gathering places for pedophiles and violence-minded like himself. Huffington Post contacted Larson after confirming that his campaign website shared an IP address with three forums. Among others, his sites were terminated by their domain host on Tuesday. On the phone, he was open about his pedophilia and seeming unfazed about his long odds of attaining government office. It's just getting you acclimated to this. I mean, there was a day when anybody found out like some sick son of a bitch like this was in their community, man, everybody, they've been right in front of the whole town. Somebody just walked on, oh, right in the back of the head. Nobody seen who done it, man. Good riddance to bad rubbish. That's all it would have been. Now it's just right out there. They've got the transgender. They've got the homosexuality. They've got all this shit pushed right in your face. They're going to the next mile here, buddy. You got to get used to your children being, well, having those penises stuck in them by politicians and everybody else out there.
He'll right in there with them.
Well, yeah. Hey, man, this guy, I mean, it's like they're making a big deal out of nothing here, ain't it? I mean, goddamn, it's been shown the pedophile rings in the government. I mean, all this shit, and it's just, yeah, I'm going to go vote. Maybe you should go vote. That'll stop it. A lot of people are tired of political correctness and being constrained by it, he said. Oh, it's political correctness not to rape little children. People prefer when there's an outsider who doesn't have anything to lose and is willing to say what's on a lot of people's minds. I'm sick bastard. When asked whether he's a pedophile or just writes about pedophilia, he said, it's a mix of both. When people go over the top, there's a grain of truth to what they say. Asked whether there was a grain of truth in his essay about father-daughter incest and others, and another about raping his ex-wife repeatedly, he said yes, offering that plenty of women have rape fantasies. According to Larson, he knows because he reads their minds and then he gives them their fantasy. According to Larson's campaign manifesto, his platform as a non-reactionary libertarian candidate includes protecting gun ownership rights. I guess all you people that like guns, you need to go vote for this freak. Establishing free trade. Well, you're a Trumper. This is part of the Trump train. Evidently, free trade and protecting benevolent white supremacy, all the white supremacy. I guess you need to go out and vote for this baby raper. As well as legalizing incestuous marriage and child pornography. Well, of course. It would go with the. I mean, when you vote, you get the whole package, right? You're just not voting on these single issues. You get this whole package of sick shit. In the manifesto. Go ahead, brother.
If they're gonna let this happen, Henry, we're never gonna see a revolution. If we're gonna let this shit go on like this,
I hear you.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, we might as well just shoot ourselves in the head right now and get it over with. If they're gonna let goddamn pedophilia go. You know, what the hell?
This guy, I mean, you would think that, you know, with what you're talking about here, if you caught somebody, you know, talking about boogering little children and stuff, they'd be arrested, wouldn't they? I mean, no, not anymore. Not anymore. What the cops are for, you see, are for beating little girls down on the beach. You're laying there bothering nobody. Because in the first place, I guess it's some kind of thing where you can't drink on that fucking beach, which is just like, who in the fuck wrote that down on a piece of paper? That part of that there confused me. I had to look at it several times to try to figure out what the hell they were talking about. What do you mean you can't drink on a beach? But then I think about it, and I was thinking about it last night. It wasn't that long ago, people. I can remember it clearly. I could go out and put a boat in the water, drinking. Once I got out of that car and parked it, I could open me a beer, and I could carry me a case of beer over to that boat and put it in the goddamn boat. Get in the boat with some of my buddies and take off across the lake just drinking like a goddamn free man. What happened is down in Florida, some fucking baseball players ran a speedboat under a dock at 90 miles an hour and killed themselves. So all across the nation, you can't drink. And it's all about control. It's all about control. You can't drink on a fucking beach. Really? Think about that. But I mean, this is, and they're going, and when he walks up to her and goes, breathe into that. I mean, fuck you. I mean, and why didn't the people, and Mark's right. I mean, this son of a bitch here. I mean, in my dad's time, I'm telling you what, they would kill this guy. They found, I mean, this is something you hid and you better hide it good because if people found out about it, your ass was dead. And if you went and beat some little girl like that, I don't give a fuck what kind of clothes you got on. Your ass was dead. This is how far it's come. And then people are saying, well, we got to wait for these people who are trying to catch up. They're on the curve, don't you know? They don't know about all this stuff. Well, if they don't know, they don't want to, by God, know. But just that police state video of that beating of that girl, if you haven't watched it, I hadn't watched it. It had been out there for a bit, and Mark had been talking about it, so I got it, and I wanted to see what he was talking about. And people, that is the police state. I mean, they're riding on these, you know, these $10,000 four-wheelers up and down the beach fucking with people. who just came to the goddamn beach. You have a beer? That's a beating offense. Young lady, oh, God, I got to believe, I mean, I do. You think about him taking that pretty girl down in her bikini and those nasty bastards beating on her. And, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then you come around and we're what are we talking about here? A goddamn pedophile. Oh, man, this even gets worse, people. I don't have time to go into it, but, I mean, just talking about how it should just be your right to just goddamn to rape little children and shit. And they talk about, he talks about adopting them for sex toys. And he's running for Congress. Hey, you guys need to get out there and vote, okay? Because this is what you've been given consent to. This is how come it's gone, come this far. Because you keep consenting to it. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, take a long second and think this shit through. And see if you really want to vote, or if you want to do the right thing and unregister to vote and remove your consent from this shit. And that is The Word from the Trenches. You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!